now.
Okay, let me look at what other questions I have.
Oh, good. So now we can start.
Okay. Do those that come into their power engage the tech body?
They can, if they know what they're doing.
Okay. Are engaging the power and applying it different?
Sometimes.
When are they different? Can you give me an example?
When they are open-ended. When they're open-ended. When you want to, you say you want to bid somebody, and you're not sure if they want to bid you, but you got wiles and you control things and you're having a conversation so you can sort of push the envelope, you know, so they can, you can get what you want whether they do or not. That's one example.
Okay, which?
The other one is they're chasing you and you don't think they're quite yet, meaning they look okay because you never slept with anybody ugly in your whole life. But the point is that then it comes to a place where you get to say how it goes. And you still control the dynamic on both sides. One, they're chasing you, and one, you're chasing them. Two aspects. They're both ratios that are almost interchangeable.
Would the first one be
cool?
The app? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why that's cool, but it is cool. I do think it's cool.
Well, at least you understood the example.
Is that like the sine and cosine, like the one and the minus one?
No, it's not like that.
Okay.
Because both apply to fucking, don't mean they're fucking with you. Because you may fuck them and then you think they're awful and they're not good. But then it's like a waste of time and you're like, well, that's just frustrating. That's not plus one, minus one, one and minus one. That's not about that at all.
Okay.
It's the antiphonal side. It's the balance of making it work of why you're engaging.
The balance of making it work of why you're engaging. Okay.
Yeah. You're trying to see if they're a good fuck or not. You already are. You know you are. Good. Congratulations. But it ain't no fun if you got to work that hard at it, is it?
Right.
Good.
Okay. Okay, so just to follow up on the two examples, was the first one where I'm driving it, is that the application? And then the second example where they were chasing me, is that the engagement?
Correct.
Okay.
See, you figured that out. Now, in about 30 seconds, we can flip that around and say just the opposite. It'd be just as applicable.
I've noticed that you do that. Yeah.
No,
so
it can't. Well, it's because you have endiotes, and you have this endiotes.
Right.
Blame damn Bob. Kill Bob. He'll never stop Bob. Get rid of Bob, and everything will be all right. You won't have all this bullshit. But, you know, it is what it is till you do.
Till you get rid of Bob?
Bob says, you say you don't like me, well, then shut up or kill me.
Okay. Okay, all right, so how about the aspect of witnessing the power?
No, it's the ratio of witnessing the power, not the aspect.
Ah, okay. So the application and the engagement are on the aspect, and then the witnessing is the ratio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because some things you witness,
was,
you can't see. Wait a minute, now show up. It's not a race. You want to get something, not just get done. Aspect,
yeah, thank
the
you.
Ratio and aspect again of the fucking. You're not trying to get it done. You're trying to enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay, yep, thank you.
Good.
Okay.
All right. So now you got another condition that you got to deal with is the things you see. That you know you see, sometimes that ain't what it is. And we play with you, well, them and you too. Think, are you going to believe us or them lying eyes of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Remember? That's what that's about.
Yeah.
Things that are sighted aren't necessarily seen. Because now that you've done this a little bit, you're starting to have power and ability to see things that other people can't see.
Okay. I appreciate the last time
you didn't expect. You didn't expect all that, did you?
No, and I can connect it back to you saying power is not good or bad. It just is, and that was really. Yeah, I took that, and I appreciated that. I appreciated those words and how I could apply that.
Good.
Okay. So are those three conditions that you're trying to meld, are those my conditions?
Yep.
Okay. So, so I remember the first two, hypocrisy, elegance, and what was the third one?
Yeah, you're not going to catch us repeating gossip. You can catch it.
Okay.
You can catch it on. You can catch it on the replay on. You can check it on your replay on your drive to Minnesota, Michigan, Saskatchewan, and Oshkosh, bagosh.
Okay, so I'll follow up on that. Yeah.
The elegance and hypocrisy you thought applied to Ezra Pound's poetry?
Well, that's when, when I was first talking about that, that's when Ion responded with those conditions, talking about them being melded.
Well, ask if it applies to you.
I just asked if they were my conditions.
And what did he say? Yes, didn't he?
Yeah.
You, elegant and hypocritical. Yeah. What's that about?
And another one. And another one that I didn't write down because I'm walking around.
You should have stayed in the music business. You should have stayed in the music business.
Why? How so?
That's a world of elegance and hypocrisy.
Well, we're noting the conditions. Earlier you said something about noting all the conditions so that they are unknown. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The only thing you truly know are the things that are unknown. The only thing you truly know, you know what Pinochle is?
Oh, I looked up how to play it. That's with the meld.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
melding.
I did watch a YouTube video about it.
Okay, and now you know you don't have a clue how to play Pinochle.
Right. Okay.
Pinochle is unknown to you, and now you've been exposed to it, and you're sure that you don't have a clue how to play Pinochle.
Okay, so how does that relate to you?
And the only thing that you can know is the unknown.
Okay.
That's just when you get the unknown, what you know. I know this, and then you find out you don't have a clue. Bob finds out every day the few three things he's mastered in his life, he doesn't have a clue how to apply. He's just now right up to media college, and if you quiz him on it, he doesn't even know what it is. See how cool that is? Don't believe us. Ask Bob. Bob knows everything.
Are you recommending that? Are you recommending that as a condition for me as I'm ascending?
Bob says, what's that?
That being that you don't know anything, Bob? The only known is the unknown?
Yeah. You don't know you're lost until you find yourself lost. You don't know you're lost until you get lost. See, once you're lost, you know it. But if you're not lost and you don't know it, and you're really lost but you don't know it, that's worse than being lost and knowing it.
Right. Okay. Mm.
As you
so
go careening
tell...
off the cliff. Oh, I know this road. I've been down this road before. I know what this looks like. And you go whoosh, over the cliff.
Yeah, like getting
that's
ahead of
so
myself.
Like. Maybe we're not fussing. No, see, no, we're not fussing with you. We're not fussing with you. We're trying to point out the obvious. We're reaching for the supernal and achieving the sublime.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on the phone and I'm like, oh, I need to look up supernal. Supernal.
Bob ain't doing nothing. Make Bob do it. You sitting in a chair asleep. It ain't even Miller time yet.
Relating
what
to
are you doing?
Supernal?
Trying to get you to look up supernal. You know she don't know. She don't know.
Yeah.
There's something else you don't know. There's something else you know you don't know that. See, good. And you know if you tried to blow smoke up our ass, we'd stop you dead on your tracks. Because we not going to have no scribble-scrabble. We are we?
Right.
No, hell no. No, no scribble-scrabble. You're going to know.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
You're going to drag us into the mire of life. You're going to make sure you know where we're going.
Okay, so you said from the supernal to the sublime. So the supernal is relating to the sky or heaven celestial of exceptional quality or extent. So
yeah, extent.
Taking it from... So heavenly bound, you're no earthly good, and bringing it into earthly good?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Or
okay.
Vice versa. Or vice versa. Both apply.
Okay. Okay,
sometimes it's almost paradise.
Okay, so... Part of the process is to do the process in order to gauge the knowing and unknowing to make those adjustments to keep a...
Too many words.
Too many words. Yeah.
Too many words. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, okay.
You have to have that many words to describe it. If you have to have that many words to describe it, you'll never get their dick hard, honey. You got to do different than that.
Okay. Okay, it's
so
like fuck.
pretend like you got to convince Bob. Now that changes your words. Now everything's different now, eh?
Okay, so you're telling
you
me
Bob now.
Okay, Bob. So, Ion's telling me...
Wearing us out.
That
you're wearing us out tonight.
What? You're telling me that I got to tell Bob, so I'm going to tell him right now.
I know, but the whole point is this is a lot of work for not much gain. Let's go.
Okay, Ion,
we
want to
get you off, honey. We got to get you. You're doing good. Just get at it. Let's go. Keep... Once you get your pace up, keep going. Don't go, you'll start,
yeah.
Stop. That'll never get
no,
you there.
I,
get it right, honey. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
okay,
forget the
so,
sun and air. Let's go.
Okay. So right now I'm going to try to explain to Bob the stuff I used too many words for a little bit ago. Okay. So
okay.
Bob, Ion is telling me the supernal, which is like the celestial... Bringing the supernal to the sublime, which is like taking me, from, because the so heavenly bound, you're not earthly good, and bringing it to the earthly good. And then they're telling me that they can switch that where you need to be more heavenly bound, like you can be Ion, is it that you're so bound to the earth? Is that when that switches?
Jesus, God, Steve, do you see? You even use too many words for Bob, and then you come to find out you're trying to tell Bob, and you don't know yourself. There's our rub. We caught you, honey. Get Bob.
Okay,
Bob.
I'm frustrated with Hendiades.
Fine. Good. At least that's alive. Frustration is an aliveness. We don't mind that at all. Good. Good. Anything else that frustrates you?
Yeah.
Tell me. We ain't mad and we ain't scared. Let's go with it.
Okay. I'm frustrated that...
With
feeling lost.
Good. Now, do you know that? Is that a known or an unknown?
That's a known.
Okay. So we said the only thing that you can know is the unknown. So apparently not. Right? And that's not Hendiades. That's just the world according to Garp.
That's too complicated. So you gave the example of
dumb it down for us then, darling.
Okay, so getting back to the only thing you can know is the unknown. So
yeah.
The example of the YouTube is when I watched the YouTube about Pinochle, I knew I didn't know how to play Pinochle when I was watching it. That was confirmed. So
it was too foreign keeping track of the male, the point, the bid, how to play. There's only 20. There's only 20 hands, 20 tricks to play. You got to pull enough out with your male to save it if you make your bid. That process is a condition. What you're describing, or well, trying to describe, is also a condition. And the condition allows you to have a performa, some reasonable aspect or ratio that you can engage to be able to use words to describe your calipered frustration. Good, we like that. Okay, we saved you. Now what?
Okay, so one of my topics is when you say you know too much, mm-hmm. and versus or compared to, contrasted to, when you say just know. You just know.
You eat too much. Sometimes we say you eat too much.
What is that? I haven't heard you say that.
Not you. It's saying you know too much. It's like saying you eat too much.
Okay. So are you addressing that topic that I was going to bring up with you? Is that like a simple way to say what we're talking about here? We're talking about knowing too much versus just knowing.
Yep.
Okay. So... How do I balance
the difference between a whole ass and an asshole?
Okay. So
funny. Was
so
that
yes.
funny? Did we do good with that? We weren't even trying. We were making a real point.
I know.
We were making a real point and you're laughing at. She's making fun of us again.
No, Ion, it is three in the morning.
We just hate Hendiades. It always bites us. We get Hendiades and we wake up with a sore asshole or a whole ass. Which is it?
Oh, boy. Well.
Oh, boy.
As Bob says, there's a...
You can't go, Bob.
Behind every good joke is a grievance. So I guess that's why I was laughing at that one.
I guess. Well, you can't depend on... Bob doesn't know what jokes are. He's never heard one. He don't really, he's never said one that he got right. And I'm gonna milk you hard in the. I'm gonna milk you hard while I fuck another hay.
You're funny and Bob is funny, but you're funny in different ways.
Bob is just odd funny. Bob's not funny. He's odd funny.
Okay, so Ion, that's the simple thing is knowing too much.
3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning. Actually, it's 3:20. But at least she's giggling again, so that's good. Now we're back to living, I guess.
Yeah, I've been walking around. That's helping me stay up. Okay, so.
Oh, Adderall. Try some Adderall. That'll help. Adderall will help with that, too.
Oh, yeah, so.
You let that go. Boy, that went like lead balloons, huh? What is Adderall?
Well, what is Adderall? Adderall is like an ADD prescription that people use to focus and stay awake.
It's meth.
Okay, it's meth.
Adderall is meth. That's what meth is. It's Adderall.
Oh, wow.
Legal Adderall.
Legal meth. Wow. Okay, so did you notice that I tuned into What Youth on Monday? I called in.
Yes.
and then on Friday I called in to Payday. Or like I went on the Achieve Radio website. So
yeah.
I mean, is that like getting ahead of myself? Is that
we don't want to say early onset dementia, but it was no, we know what it was. You were suffering from an acute case of delayed intelligence.
Okay, yeah. Just I don't know what day it is. Okay. All right. Okay, so not worth Yeah, that's not worth going into. Okay, so
and you weren't really that. You really weren't that stunned about it. That's what was hysterical.
Stunned about
dropping
being off
days.
A day. Yeah, Ion. The days are going so weird. They're really long, but yet they just. I mean, I'm really feeling the no time thing. It's really, it's coming in strong.
Yeah.
Or it's always been there, but it's the things are dropping away. Okay, so can we get back to the seen and the sighted thing?
Okay. Yes, we can. Let's go.
Okay. So when you're talking about to me that you start out saying I'm seeing things that aren't necessarily there. Or are you saying that I'm seeing things like I'm looking at things? And they don't, hold on a second. Like when I went on the walk and you told me to be aware of where I was. So that's an example of I had been walking and I didn't see the power lines, underground power lines.
Yeah.
Is that what you're bringing up or what kind, and then in,
yeah. Okay. And the dead bodies in the bushes.
Okay, so I feel like earlier you were bringing up that I'm starting to see things that people can't see. But that was the end of the introduction, and when you started bringing up the topic, you were saying that I was attributing things to what I saw that weren't really there. So what's the difference? Are you saying that I'm seeing things that aren't there that are? Or am I putting too much into something that I see because it's like my lying eyes are seeing it? maybe that's too much of a topic for right now, and I'll leave that for another time. Bob, is Ion, did they drop off?
No, no, we're here. Still there.
We're holding on.
You get another cul-de-sac.
I hit another cul-de-sac.
Went into elegance and hypocrisy.
Yeah, and then we ended up with a stack of Peters.
Okay. Okay.
He agreed with me. He agreed that you went into elegance and hypocrisy.
Into a cul-de-sac. Okay. All right, let's get back on to whatever that other condition is. Ion, the peppermint oil that you recommended for when I was in Vietnam, is that still applicable to being in America, or is there a different scent that would be more appropriate?
Try them, let's see.
What'd you say? Try the peppermint?
Try them and let's see, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was putting it on, and I just feel like the Vietnam climate was so hot, and the peppermint oil was like a counterpoint to that, whereas in America I don't feel that same climate, so I was wondering if
there's
more relaxing. I don't know how to describe it, Ion. It's different, and I'm still adjusting. Okay. Let me pull open. I might be wrapping up because I know better than to just go on and on. Ion, is there a threshold I should be putting salt down on?
You're not in any place long enough to do that.
How about at my dad and Mary Ann's? I'm going to be there for a bit.
Okay.
Is there a threshold at Mark and Mary Ann's that would be, that I should put some salt down on?
Maybe.
How about the door to the bedroom I'm staying in? Okay. Okay, so what did I learn, Palmer? That engaging and applying power are the aspects and the witnessing is the ratio. Oh, Ion, when you talk about how the tech body controls the X and Y axis, what are those? What are those axes?
You know, on a graph, trigonometry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, you got X and Y axis. That's what it refers to.
So, yeah, just the mathematical brass tacks, like the X and Y. Okay.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I was going to see if they had another response.
It's sort of like saying it controls space and time. Some kind of dialectic. Any dialectic, mm-hmm. probably.
Right? Yeah, maybe. Ion, does that mean the tech body controls any dialectic? All right.
Key question. Too bad we can't get Ion to answer it. Come on, Ion. give it up. Justin Trudeau, Dobbs 2020. Not working.
Okay, I gotta listen, re-listen, and I'll follow up.
Ion. What's a ZXS? Did you listen? You didn't hear the end of the private session, did you?
I heard about the
did you hear about yourself?
Power plant.
Did you hear
no,
about yourself?
I didn't hear that.
No, I think you were mentioned.
I saw you type something.
To you?
No, she was typing a summary of the private session.
Yeah.
But that must have been the part where I was teaching. I had to teach from 7:30 to 8:30.
Right.
So.
And what? You saw her type your name?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If it's at the end of the summary, that's the part, that's the position, I think. Okay, well, I guess you got Ion up a little bit, which was good.
Yeah, no, I definitely apply this engagement. It always helps in the re-listen. And thank you, Ion. Thank you.
He won't even say goodbye. He won't even say goodbye. That's not looking good for you, Alyssa. All right, relax. Don't want to get you upset, but you better look deep into yourself. Did you hang up? Oh, I guess you hung up.
Oh, no, I'm smiling. I'm going to go to sleep, and I'm smiling at what you're saying, Bob.
Well, I got a lot more to say, but I'll save it for another time after I've been debriefed by Ion on what to say. I have a lot more to say, but I need to hear from Ion what the script is.
Okay, sounds good. I'll be.
And are you reading Ezra Pound?
I tried to find his Cantos on my Kindle, and I have to order an actual book, which I'm excited about. So I've just been listening on YouTube to him reading his material aloud.
Are you hearing his essays? You want to get ABC of Reading or Guide to Culture? You want to read his essays?
I am reading the ABC of Writing or Reading.
Reading.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
I started that.
And on YouTube, is he reading these books, that kind of book?
No, he's reading the poetry.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. Okay, thank you very much. We'll talk later.
Thank you. Yep.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so you got any questions, Jermaine?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let's hope Ion responds.
Okay. Hi, Ion. Ion.
Babe.
Yes, dear.
Babe.
Yes, dear.
I think we got to get music. We got to get some music back on. Too much work.
Yeah. How's GW doing, Ion?
Holding on by a thread, but holding on.
I'm holding on by
a thread. Yes, talk a little louder, Jermaine.
Okay. I had asked how is GW doing. So, Ion, I'm going to ask, my dad had some questions, but I kind of was not coordinating for him to call and all that. It was too much. But he asked me if I could ask his questions for him. Is that okay, or you'd rather have him call another day?
Okay.
Okay. So his first question is, I'm reading it right now. So he says he feels spiritually that something bad's happening, but at the end everything's going to work out. So he's asking if that's correct. Okay, I'm off to
it. You don't have to quit. Bring it back home.
No, I was going to go to the second one. There's five questions. Second one, let's see. He's decided to take legal action against his family, which is mostly his brother and cousins, that had hidden all the land and stuff from him. But now he found out everything. We found out, so he has to go to court and taking everybody to court because they've hidden so much land, and now that he's got it, he's going to have to go. So he's asking if that's the right thing to do because he feels conflicted by taking his brother to court, and he might even go to jail because of all the things they've done. So his question is he he feels conflicted, but is he doing the right thing?
Agreed.
Okay. Me too. And he's saying, so when he gets all this land, they want to move there. So he's asking, is Costa Rica the right choice to move there, and where in Costa Rica would you suggest? So Costa Rica wouldn't be the right place, would be a good place for them to move? Is Costa Rica a good place for the near future for them to move? To live over there?
Maybe. They don't have to.
Okay. And then the other question is there going to be betrayal from his family when all this happens? And how, what's the best way for him to deal with it? When all this happens and he goes to court, if there's going to be some betrayal, and how he can, the best way he can deal with it. Okay, I can ask one of my questions.
Come on.
Okay, so I heard you say in the Book of the Dead that when you're a god, no, you are a god, but when you look in the mirror, you're looking at man. So that's when, you know, people are like, oh, this, I have a smaller eye, or my lip is messed up, my hair is messed up. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're looking at man, not God. So my question is, correct. When you look at yourself in the tech body, what are you seeing yourself as? On the tech body, when you like take a picture, or you like, you know, you take a video pictures, what is it that you're looking at? If in the mirror you're looking at man, the tech body, what do you see yourself as? What do we see ourselves as?
West Peachtree Street.
What is that?
West Peachtree Street.
West Peach Street. What does that mean? What does that mean, Ion?
The condition that you asked yourself about.
The condition. Okay. Can you repeat that again? What is it? I heard West Peach Street.
Yeah. Peach Tree Street. West
Peach Tree Street. Okay. I'll look that up later. Well, what are things that I can do to adjust my ascension? Do you have any suggestions on how to adjust my ascension process?
Well, there's several things. I mean, you're doing okay. We ain't fussing. You're all right. You're doing good.
Oh.
Nothing to yell at.
Okay. Well, I went today on a walk, and I take my phone to listen to, like, the show's archives. And I always forget to pay my phone. So today I had forgot, and I just went out, and I was listening the whole time to the show. And I came back, and I tried to make a call, and I was like, oh, your phone's disconnected. And I was like, oh, I forgot to pay my phone, so I paid it. But I realized that I went on a walk, and my phone was working the whole time. I was listening to the show, the archives. I was listening to the Book of the Dead the whole time on my walk. So was I using the cloud, your cloud? The phone was working, and it wasn't connected.
Right.
So was it your cloud that I was using to listen to the show? When you said right, was that it, your cloud? Or how was my phone working if it wasn't connected? Okay, and is there anything you want to talk about? Do you want to talk to Jack?
we fuck with Jack now. Now? Get some clothes off.
No, no talking to Jack. Jermaine, you two don't get to talk to Ion until you get into whatever it's called, tailgate. No matter how, even though it is too late, you got to come in and talk to the people and to me.
Okay.
I think
no
we're
stay on
for everybody else. It's no later.
We stay on.
You got to talk. You got to fucking interact. Okay. You can do it through me. Or other people. Respond to what people are doing or talking about. So,
okay.
So, Jermaine, I think you were on a little recently, so that's why you're on tonight. But you guys have to be on tonight if you want to get on Tuesday or next week. And it applies to everybody. The new rule is you don't get on tailgate, you don't get to talk to Ion. Okay? You know, people are dying, things are coming to a head. So you want to get your house in order.
So good head. So now we're talking about good head, Jermaine. How do we get
there? Good head. You got to give Bob some good head.
Oh, Bob wouldn't know. You tell Bob he's got to do his main.
I wouldn't know, but I'm willing to find out. I'm willing to find out what good head is.
Well, you got to clean that shit up. He's done going straight. He done gone straight Viking. He's gone Viking, Jermaine. Viking. He's taking the beauty part. Get some bitches. Get you some manscaping going on, because damn.
Okay. I will. set my alarm to wake up, and I'll go out first and talk at on tailgate.
Okay, so are you finished?
How's the mask business going?
It's going well. I will have the website up by Tuesday. I have everything ready. So, yes, thank you. And I've already got the other design, so I got two of them. Ayan, I've also made the dish, a dish to go with the products. Revenge is best served on a cold dish. So,
what are you talking about, darling?
Remember we talked about a while ago, Fash Ayan, revenge is best served on a cold dish. So I made a dish of ceramic to go along.
Oh, nice.
On the website.
Nice.
So it's going to be the mask and that.
Yeah, and tell Bob that revenge is a dish best served cold.
That's what it is, yeah. Revenge is a dish best served cold, Bob. So, yeah, that's...
What? Yeah, him that on the goddamn tailgate. Yeah,
we'll go into that on tailgate. Stick to the Ionic mission you're having right now.
Okay, I'll talk about revenge, Bob. You know, you said everything right now that we're to decide what we're going to take into Ascension. That was actually one of my questions. Revenge. Is that a thing that I've left a lot of things behind, emotions, things that I didn't want to take, but I said I wanted to take revenge with me. It's not like I'm going to use it all the time, but I feel like it's good to have it in you here and there. So when you ascend, is that a good thing to have, to be revengeful?
God is a jealous God.
God is a jealous God.
Yeah. And every nasty thing done in the Bible, God did. And the angels do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's part of something I'm taking with me, and I'm putting it in the tech body with the dish. And every motherfucker who did something to me, they better watch out, because revenge.
Well, now, here's how you handle that. Here's how the actual way to handle that, honey, is live a good life. Because otherwise you take all your energy trying to smote everybody else. Then you can be getting your shit. Get your shit right and everything else stand in awe. Then you can be malevolent and bow. And you can let them know how to get them that way.
Okay.
They'll be begging you for money. They'll be begging you for money.
Okay, that's a good way to get revenge. Living my best life. Ayan, I know we've talked before a long time ago. You were actually the one that brought up all this that's happening with the land in Costa Rica. And so there's actually one big land that's like about 600 acres that
hectares.
Goes into the...
Hectares.
What is... It does?
Land in Costa Rica is not in acres, it's in hectares.
Oh, hectares. Okay, hectares. So there's this really big one that it's goes all the way to the border of Nicaragua. It's huge. Like, so on that one, they're hiding the title. My uncle's hiding the title from us, and the lawyers can't find it because you know how Costa Rica is. They do everything.
It's in the book.
Whatever they want.
It's in the book at the magistrate where they file the book. It's listed in the book.
Yeah.
In the office when they finish a book, they have to turn it in.
Okay. Is there, like, a name of one of the lawyers under a name so to find it quicker? Because they think it's a lawyer that maybe we don't know his name. Would it be quicker to find by a person who put it in the books?
Guillermo.
Guillermo. Okay. That's what I thought. That's what I told him, too, because that was from Itch. He told me that. And I told the lawyers to look for a Guillermo. Okay. thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I want to know what the cloud part of the, how did, was my phone working when I was on that walk? If it wasn't connected.
Don't make no sense what she's saying.
When I went on my walk today, my phone was disconnected. But I was listening to the archives the whole time on my walk, when I went on an hour walk. And I didn't realize till I got back home when I made a call that it was disconnected. But I would have never known because I was listening. I used it to go on my walk and listen to the archives of the dead book. The Book of the Dead. So how was my phone working? Was it
the carryover? You have power.
Okay. I was just wondering if it was the cloud that JW was working on, if I was already accessing it, but I'll take that. The power part. And, should I look up Peach Street, what that means when I asked you what are we looking at ourselves as when, we see ourselves in the tech body? Peach Street. There's a Peach Street in Arizona.
Wow.
Oh, and there's even a peachstreet.com. But it's how mortgages work. It's not, is it any of those, Ion?
It can be.
So we're looking at ourselves in a location when we see ourselves in the tech body. Is that what you mean by Peach Street?
Maybe.
Is it the location? Is it the same for everybody, or it's different for everyone how they see themselves in the tech body?
Okay.
Like, what I see myself in the tech body, is it different from what Bob sees in the tech body when he sees himself? Like, what does Bob see when he sees himself in a picture in the tech body or a video in the tech body? Does he see Peach Street, Ion?
Sometimes. You're lost. You got to swing it back in. You're asking just like throwing shit against the wall to see what sticks. So non-physical would play with you when you get like that because you don't know the better.
Yeah. Okay. It's because I'm
and don't be binding no damn spirits in your house either.
Oh, binding
about them. Fucked that how? Up. She about fucked that up. She didn't know what she was doing. She bounding people. The rats can't even get out of her house now. It's fucked up.
Who is doing that?
Our little girl in New York.
In New York?
Yeah. You were listening? Trying to pimp how you were paying attention and listen to the damn show. Don't fuck us all.
Oh. Wait, I don't understand what you're saying.
We had a show tonight where people call in and they talk to us and we talk to them. You know, it's a construct. And she told her to smudge her house.
And she told them, don't ever come back. And that means they were bound because they were already earthbound spirits. So she sealed them in her house, and now they're making a fuss. We got to undo a bunch of stuff.
Well, you know what I did today? I did sage in this house because I have been feeling something in the bathroom every time that I'm washing my face, brushing my teeth. Like, I feel something behind me and in the room, so I did do the...
That's probably Jack.
Well, I did the sage today, and I was listening to the Book of the Dead, so I said, not in my world will you reside. And I told whatever was here just to get out. And then I did come back in the room, and then I didn't feel that presence anymore. And I was in the bathroom, and I didn't feel it after I did that today. And I used the sage, and I said that everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good.
Okay. So was there anything in here? What was in here that I told them to leave?
They're just trying to whip themselves to you. Yeah, Jack's pretty delicious. Pretty delicious.
Yeah.
But they're going to be hanging on that. I see he's pure, he's clean, he's on point. And he don't need no manscaping. See the difference?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't feel them anymore, so I'll just keep on doing that if I ever feel that again. Not in my world will they reside.
That'd be fun. So, where is he getting a new tattoo? When's his next tattoo?
I don't know. He stopped doing that.
But
I don't know. Because
otherwise we were going to, if we could find somebody, we were going to have him sleeve out his dick. That'd be it.
that wouldn't be good.
We agree, but you know how he is.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Okay, and I can ask you about the keys. I've been doing.
What are the topics been the last 20 minutes?
I started off with
Street, sleeving out. Street, sleeving out Jack's dick. He thinks Jermaine is delicious. She smudged her house, and she didn't have no binding issues.
What about your cell phone
walk?
She
ran them all out.
What was his cell phone walk?
Oh, I went on a walk, and my phone was disconnected, but it still worked. I was listening to the archives, but Ion said it was just my power. And then
it
a lot
shouldn't
of
have worked?
Street. No. Because it was disconnected, and I didn't realize it until I came back from my walk.
Right.
But then I was like, what? It was working the whole time, so, yeah. And then Peach Street, I don't know what that is, but I'll do some research. My question was, when Ion said that we're gods, but when you look in the mirror, you see yourself as man. That's why you see all these imperfections. So my question was, what do we see ourselves as when we look at ourselves in the tech body? And I said, Peach Street.
That was the answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Peach Street.
Looking at ourselves in the tech body.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fitting. You're looking at. Remember, I said that every one of us is a walking quadriphenia, a page of Finnegan's Wake. So he could have said any utterances or verbum. The point is, it was no content as Finnegan's Wake there for you. That's what you look like, a page of Finnegan's Wake.